Soldiers and National Guardsmen contract COVID-19 following the Capitol riot. I'm Melissa Howell.
A mom who's also an infectious disease scientist says reopen schools. I'm Dick Uliano.
Her apology was not enough, so a Virginia state senator is facing censure. I'm Michelle Bash.
5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Lisa Mateo. The passing of a broadcast legend.
Larry King said he wanted to be remembered as a broadcaster who may have interviewed more people than anyone else in history.
From kings and queens to presidents, movie stars to legendary athletes, writers to Nobel Prize winners, saints to sinners.
More than 60,000 people over six decades. 25 of those years spent at CNN helming Larry King Live.
How old were you when you said, I'm going to run for office?
What was it like to kill someone?
Why did they all want to sit down with Larry King?
They know they're going to get a fair shake, and the show is about them, not me.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Larry King was 87. On the coronavirus front, President Joe Biden says help is on the way. In a video for the Conference of Mayors winter meeting, Mr. Biden pointed out some of the work being done to help with vaccinations.
We've already instructed the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to stand up the first federally supported community vaccination centers with a goal of 100 centers in the next month.
The president will meet with a bipartisan group of lawmakers in hopes of providing a larger relief plan. CBS's Skylar Henry.
Republican lawmakers have already balked at President Biden's massive coronavirus relief plan, especially given that Congress passed a near $1 trillion plan at the end of last year. But the White House says if measures aren't passed soon, officials fear the country will have to dig itself out of a bigger economic hole later.
The impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump is set to begin in the Senate next month.
The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the trial will begin the second week of February. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has blamed Mr. Trump for the assault, was pushing for such a delay.
We need a full and fair process where the former president can mount a defense and the Senate can properly consider the factual, legal, and constitutional questions.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. Growing concern over the new COVID-19 strain.
Health officials are worried some of the new coronavirus variants that are spreading across the U.S. are not only more contagious, but could make the current vaccines less effective. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
These new variants make it even more important for us to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as possible. The metronome just picked up pace, so we can get this pandemic under control before these variants spread even further and become more of a problem.
Also, the CDC says that masks should have at least two layers of fabric. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed immediately delivers quality candidates from our resume database when you upgrade your job post. Get started at Indeed.com/credit.
5:03 on this Saturday evening, January the 23rd. 30 degrees right now in Washington, falling to the lower 20s tonight. Good evening, everybody. I'm Kyle Cooper. The top local stories that we're following this hour. Many of the rioters who attacked the Capitol not only left behind a lot of destruction, they may have sparked a super spreader event. Coronavirus cases within the U.S. Capitol Police and the National Guard have spiked.
So far, 150 members of the National Guard and 38 Capitol Police officers have tested positive since responding to the January 6th riot. Officials also tell CBS News that more than half of the 25,000 troops that were deployed to the district will soon be returning home. Many of them were seen in close quarters inside the Capitol. Some Democrats have also expressed concerns their Republican colleagues didn't wear masks as they sheltered in place during the attack, raising concerns of a super spreader event. More than 120 suspects involved in the attack are now facing federal charges. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
Three more men have been charged in the deadly riots. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the men, who are from D.C., New Jersey, and Colorado, attacked law enforcement officers with bats and batons during the insurrection. 20-year-old D.C. resident Emmanuel Jackson is charged with assault on a federal police officer while armed. Court documents say video footage shows Jackson using a metal baseball bat to repeatedly strike Capitol Police, Metropolitan Police Department officers. 43-year-old Scott Fairlamb of New Jersey was also charged with assault. An officer's body-worn camera is said to show him throwing a punch at an officer on the west front of the Capitol. And 51-year-old Jeffrey Sobel of Colorado is charged with impeding or interfering with law enforcement. The complaint says Sobel was part of a group that grabbed the D.C. police officer from his guard post, dragged him down outside stairs, and beat him. A Montgomery County mom, who is also an infectious disease scientist, is part of a coalition of parents and students urging that schools reopen.
Scientists look at all the data and they make a consensus.
Immunologist Dr. Marjorie Smelkinson has kids in fourth, third, and first grade and a kindergartner in Montgomery County Public Schools.
I can definitely see that they're not learning as much as they did last year.
Noting the impact of remote learning on her children, she's pleased with Governor Hogan's call for all school systems to offer some in-person learning by March 1st. Dr. Smelkinson says it's safe to do so.
The science shows that transmission in schools low. We are not asking to put anyone's life in danger.
Montgomery County Public Schools says it's deeply worried about reopening schools and will continue to assess the guidance from the state. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
A family in Montgomery County is suing, alleging a pair of county police officers berated and even physically assaulted their son after the boy wandered away from class last year.
The lawsuit targets the schools after a five-year-old child was able to walk away from East Silver Spring Elementary last January. It took Montgomery County Police to find the child less than a mile away. The boy's mother, Shanta Grant, says police then verbally abused and threatened the boy, saying he should be spanked and even putting one handcuff around him.
Why are these officers treating him that way, in a way that no one should be treated?
Montgomery County Councilman Will Juwando.
Certainly not a five-year-old boy.
Both county police and schools declined comment. The family's lawyer tells Bethesda Beat everything alleged was captured from a police body camera.
Why wasn't the situation de-escalated by school staff?
John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather on WTOP, a Virginia lawmaker apologizes in connection to the Capitol riot. It's now 5:07 in Washington.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding Corp is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLS.